Okay, now this was Sunday, April 13th, an exciting game we just saw, a League One game after the CPL game, also both teams involving York. This one was York United Academy playing from so far away, Sudbury Cyclones. Both teams will be in the championship this year, and actually next week. Sudbury's coming all the way back to town. They get bumped from this stadium, and they'll be at Ontario Soccer Centre. But I have Giuseppe Pelliti from Sudbury Cyclones, the head coach, and he's going to tell... Well, we'll just start with this exciting game. What were your thoughts about tonight?
I mean, if you just look at the result, it's a heartbreaking way to go out on PKs, given all the drama, especially with the injury time call. You know, they missed the PK. We thought maybe karma was on our side, but... You know, sometimes it's a toss-up when you go to PKs. At the end of the day, I'm really proud of how my team performed today, given the challenges that, not everyone lives in Sudbury yet. We haven't had enough practice time. We had a preseason game canceled. We had a lot of basically logistical challenges. And given that this was our first time together with half the team being new, right. I couldn't ask more from the players. They stuck to the game plan. I'm very proud of how they performed.
Okay, now this year you're in the championship division. Congratulations for the promotion. I know you're only 2 points behind two of the other teams, the two teams, who, for whatever reasons, expenses, they declined the promotion. You said, hey, we'll take it. But was that sort of how it went, that you're saying, yeah, we can take the travel. We're in. We're up for this.
Yeah, I think a big part of it, too, was how we performed in League Two last year.
Yes.
I mean, we were right at the top of the two teams that had the opportunity to get promoted. We beat them both. And we were right there within a goal and within a point. So Sudbury, at least in terms of the North, can put together a good product that will be competitive in this division. And it gives a little bit of like geographic representation to that part of the province, right? As we take players in from Sudbury, Sioux, North Bay, you know, as well as
that was
GTA.
My next question.
Yeah.
So these players, they've come from the Sudbury area, but also
yeah.
a much wider, and there is a university up there. So
yeah.
what's the percentage in the team of where they've come from?
I can't say I know the percentages,
okay,
but we do have representation from Algoma University in the Sioux,
yes.
Laurentian University in Sudbury,
yes.
Nipissing in North Bay, Cambrian College in Sudbury. So we have at least four institutions that are represented with players. Now, the players are not necessarily from those cities, but they attend those schools.
Right.
Right. We've done some recruiting to pick up some guys from the GTA at Humber College with a couple of their players. So, we're well represented up there.
Okay. And your ambitions for these players, are you, well, I guess since the ones that are already up at school,
yeah.
the scholarship point is out, but maybe some of your younger players, are you looking for more like a pathway to the pros or more of let's get some scholarships?
Yeah, I would say it's twofold. It's one, to prepare them for their post-secondary education careers, because a lot of them are still in the college and university realm here in Canada, but otherwise also for exposure. Right? You never know who's watching a game, especially at this level.
Yes.
And if they're on the younger end, maybe they get identified and that can lead to an opportunity. So this is a big deal for Sudbury because, you know, we don't have all these teams like Toronto and Ottawa. We're the show. So
right.
it's a big deal for pathways and probably leading to your next question. It's something that youth can strive for. We've had a lot of momentum in the sport.
That's right, because I was going to ask about, this York team may never go below, like, teenagers, and
yeah.
we'll take them, but they're not going to have, like, Vaughn and Woodbridge, the four-year-olds or the learn-to-walk kids, and
yeah,
the
yeah.
sixers and the eights
yeah.
and some, but you folks do, and also, other teams in Sudbury, too,
Yeah, there are several clubs in the city. Sudbury is a very spread-out city,
yes.
so it's not really, like, congested, so there's a lot of clubs, but in Sudbury proper, we are the affiliated club, the Greater Sudbury Soccer Club, of which I'm the technical director. So we've signed an affiliation so that players can, you know, go through the system, whether they're playing iModel at the youth level, and then hopefully feature. So we have a lot of GSSC players that have gone to the L2 team this year, and we have at least four that are on the team now. So it shows that connection for younger players that come to the game, the U8s, the U10s, U12s. It's like you can want to be it if you see it.
Right.
Like that role model, and right, they see it, and that's a big deal for Sudbury.
Now, just to finish, I got two people I want to talk about. One is this huge surprise of seeing
yes.
Isaiah Noel out there. Actually, because his father tipped me off saying, hi, Robin, yeah. from a distance. But, I mean, last year he was playing in Pro Stars, which is like Hooray Brampton, which I think personally has half a dozen national team players on them. But how did he end up, like, way up there?
I don't want to comment too much on what happened with Pro Stars. All I know is that Evan, my assistant coach, has done a great job in recruiting. And when we saw the opportunity that some of these Humber guys were willing to entertain us to come up to Sudbury, live there, and play for us, we wanted to bring in guys like Isaiah because he has such experience winning. So that's
right.
The difference. He brings something like winning a provincial championship, winning a national championship. Trust me, I coached Cambrian for 10 years, and every time we ran into Humber, guess what happened?
Okay, yeah.
Right? And when we saw the opportunity that, hey, someone from Humber is going to entertain us, we want that experience. And look, this first game he's ever played for me, fantastic. And he doesn't even live in Sudbury yet, right?
Yeah.
He's come up a couple times on a weekend. These are some of the logistical challenges in Sudbury, right? These guys, this team out here has probably been together three times a week for who knows how many months. We don't even have everybody living together,
right?
Not till the end of the month. So we did quite well considering.
Okay. Now, last question.
Yeah.
He's not a player for you now, but years ago when I was younger, we won't say how young, but there's a player from Sudbury came down and for, I say, at least 6 years played for Toronto Lynx.
Yeah.
Brian Ashton, known for, at the time, bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's maybe old and bald by now, but I hear he's still doing something up in Sudbury, giving back to the hometown.
Yeah, so basically,
what exactly does he do? Yeah.
Specifically, Brian Ashton is the Youth Academy Director for Sudbury Cyclones. So Sudbury Cyclones runs programming, but more like a training service rather than like putting them in leagues.
Right.
So basically, the players that play for GSC, if they want extra training, the higher echelon players, they'll go, and he's in charge of the Sudbury Cyclones Youth Academy. He's the basically the director of the youth.
All
so that's still his role, and then he's also technical director at a club in Sudbury.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. And thank you for that interview. Sure.